President Biden is making the HHS director do his dirty work when it comes to abortion. Joining me now live from Chicago is Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Jeff, what is President Biden making his secretary do?
Well, good morning, John. So HHS Secretary Javier Becerra unveiling an action plan Tuesday to increase access to medication abortion. He says that the federal law requires federally supported programs to provide medication abortion in certain circumstances like rape or incest or to protect the life of a woman, urging all federal programs to comply with the law. But he also discussed what he called the right of a woman to travel to another state if the procedure is outlawed in her home state. So first of all, we know that women are free to travel wherever they want, including to have an abortion, though the Biden administration, according to Becerra, is considering taxpayer-funded travel for abortions. We've seen that. We've seen companies come forward and now offering reimbursement for women to travel to other states. But the federal government, that would be problematic, and that would be met with some serious pushback if that were to be the case. Becerra also emphasized the importance of women's access to what he calls emergency contraception, and he's directing the office with Office of Civil Rights within HHS to ensure patient privacy and non-discrimination of patients seeking abortion. So we were anticipating this press conference. We saw it. We didn't know what to expect, other than that the Biden administration is pushing for something. But this was basically a lot of nothing. And other than the fact that there are efforts to pay for travel, which would be illegal at this point. And so the Becerra is saying that they're going to stay within the confines of the law. So we'll see how that shakes out. But we know that there have been many complaints from progressive Democrats in Congress that the administration was caught flat-footed by the Supreme Court's decision on Roe. The Department of Health and Human Services also launching a website to help people find contraceptives and abortion services, but that right now is about all they can do.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Alabama's Morning News. Yeah, it seems to me like they don't really know what to do, but they're just doing something so it doesn't appear they're doing nothing.